Elissa Walker Campbell. Welcome back to Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Time now in our next segment. We're going to turn our attention to the NFL and the NFC Northern Division. You know where we're going. We're going to talk about those 6-0 Green Bay Packers who are first in their division. Plus, we're going to take time to preview the big game against the Broncos on Sunday, and that is going to be a dandy. And we also, let's have some fun here. We're going to walk down memory lane. We're going to highlight some of the successful signal callers from Bart Starr Super Bowl win, Brett Favre's collection of NFL records, and Aaron Rodgers, his ascent to becoming one of the league's premier talents. There is a new book out, and I'm telling you what, if you're a Packers fan, if you are a NFL, a football fan, you got to get a copy of this. Leaders of the Pack, Starr, Favre, Rodgers, and why the Green Bay quarterbacks trio is one of the best in NFL history. It is such a pleasure to have with us the author of Leaders of the Pack, and that is Rob Reichel. First time on the show. How are you doing, Rob?
Well, I am great, and it's an honor and a privilege to be with you.
So. Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Well, listen, before we talk about your new book and shine the spotlight on it, NFL Week number 8, it is underway. We got a big matchup this weekend. Two undefeated teams meet on Sunday with the Packers and the Broncos. Could this be potentially, are we looking at like a Super Bowl preview?
You know, I would be surprised by that, Elissa. I think Green Bay is certainly the overwhelming favorite front runner in the NFC. I do think Denver's playing with a little bit of house money right now. The quarterback's just not what he once was. I think there's a pretty significant gap between Denver and New England, just in the fact that Brady is playing so much better than Manning. Denver's defense is as good as it gets. We all know that. Number two in the league in scoring defense, number one in sacks. They are an absolute nightmare for most opposing offenses. But at some point in time, when the weather gets nasty, when you're on the road in January, when you're playing in lousy weather in your own place in January, your quarterback has to, you know, throw a 20-yard out to win the game. And I'm not sure Manning can do that anymore, Alyssa. You know, maybe he'll prove everybody wrong by January, and maybe he kind of finds the fountain of youth and recaptures some of that past glory, right? But right now, I'm just not totally buying Denver. I think they're pretty solid in most overall areas, but amazingly, and it's remarkable to even say this, you know, their greatest weakness might be the quarterback position.
Right, we've certainly seen, you know, a lot of wear and tear on his body. Perhaps age will be the factor. But I think what is interesting, because it is such an intriguing aspect to this matchup and in this game, I mean, the Broncos defensively, they're so solid. But, you know, both of these teams, the Packers and the Broncos, I mean, defensively, I mean, that's going to probably determine what the outcome is.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty shocking that we're talking about a Rodgers versus Manning game, and it might be a low-scoring defensive slugfest.
Exactly.
I mean, that's kind of remarkable unto itself, but you got the number one and the number two scoring defenses in the league. Green Bay comes in at 16.8 points allowed. Denver's number two at 17. So they have definitely been two elite defenses right now. You know, and really on Green Bay's side too, Elissa, they're learning how to still play without Jordy Nelson. This has been a real transition for Rodgers and the rest of that offense. If you were picking a player on that offense outside of Aaron Rodgers that this team could not lose or would have been first on the list of guys they did not want to lose, it was Jordy Nelson. And they're still having, you know, some real difficulties learning how to play without him. So Green Bay's offense isn't quite what it's been in recent seasons. And obviously, I think, you know, we've seen the dip and the decline from Peyton Manning. I think it's going to be a great Sunday night game, Elissa. I think it's going to be 2017. 17-14, 23-17, it's something along those lines instead of a 38-31 game, which is maybe what you would have seen out of Rodgers and Manning 2, 3, 4 seasons ago.
Both of these quarterbacks, when you reflect on the season and how it's played out so far, they've, you know, had a relatively quiet season. You know, you mentioned Jordy Nelson being out for the 2015 season. What about some additional updates on injuries? I mean, Devontae Adams and Ty Montgomery, what can you tell us about their status?
Yeah, you know, it's pretty clear Adams is going to go. He's going to be back from that high ankle sprain, which is going to be a big boost to Green Bay's offense. I mean, if you think about it, Alyssa, they've gone here the better part of a month without two of their top three receivers. Nelson obviously being the one, gone for the season. Cobb's the two. Adams is the three. And, Adams has to move up to the two with Nelson gone. Devontae Adams would have a chance to be you know, a real high-level starter here in Green Bay if he's healthy all season long. I think he's a prime candidate still for a pretty big breakout second half of the season, but they will get him back on Sunday night. James Starks is the guy right now, kind of battling through a hip that we're going to watch the rest of the week and see what he's like Sunday night. Eddie Lacy, though, who's been bothered himself with an ankle injury, and you know they don't put this on the injury report, Alyssa, but just the weight issue. Eddie's clearly heavier than he's been in past years, and that's had a real effect on how he's been able to run the football. But he's been taken off the injury report. Green Bay had a bye in Week 7. And I think that helped a lot of these guys get a little bit more healthy. So Lacy should be back going full bore on Sunday night. B.J. Raje should be back. He fought a groin injury and missed Week 6. Morgan Burnett, their safety, should be back. He's missed about 3 weeks. So Green Bay on a whole, is going to be pretty healthy coming in Sunday night. Really, really as healthy as they've been at any point in the season.
You're listening to the voice of Rob Reichel. He is the author of the new book, Leaders of the Pack, Star, Favre, Rodgers, and Why Green Bay's Quarterback Trio is the Best in NFL History. He also covers the Packers for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinels. And so let's move ahead. Let's dive into this book. Why have the Packers enjoyed such incredible success at the quarterback position? Why has this organization, you know, had so much success consistently?
Well, I think there's a lot of factors, and you can't overlook, number one, they've been lucky. That Aaron Rodgers fell into their lap as the 24th pick in the 2005 draft. Bart Starr, back in the mid-50s, was a 17th-round draft pick. We only go to 7 rounds now, if you think about that. There's obviously more teams, but, Bart Starr fell into their lap. Nobody anywhere saw the type of player Bart Starr was going to become. And then, Brett Favre, a guy they traded for in February of 1992, general manager Ron Wolf worked for about 2 months to make that trade happen. I think 8 out of 10 people would have laid down a dollar that trade was going to blow up in his face. Brett Favre had been pretty much a colossal disaster, a borderline train wreck as a backup in Atlanta, but Ron Wolf was in love with him, and he trusted his gut, and he trusted his instinct, and that played out to be one of the greater trades now, the better trades in the history of the NFL. So, I think for starters, Green Bay had some good fortune getting these guys to town. Number two, they're all certainly extremely talented individuals, and they were coached up and coached extremely well. First Bart Starr under Vince Lombardi, a half a century ago. Then Brett Favre was very fortunate to work under the tutelage of Mike Holmgren. And now Aaron Rodgers has been coached extremely well under Mike McCarthy, who has a history of taking some really good quarterbacks and making them great. So that's kind of worked in their favor, too. And then really, I think the third thing, Alyssa, is when you're in Green Bay, Wisconsin, I mean, let's be honest, there's not a lot to do. It's okay. Football first, and mm-hmm. It's football second, and it's football third. Now, in between there, you mix in faith and family a little bit as well, but it's football, football, football. And when these 25-year-old guys are in a lot of other cities, I think there's a lot more temptation, a lot more potential for issue and trouble and stuff like that. You just don't have that in Green Bay when the Applebee's closes down at 9 o'clock at night. There's not a lot of places to go after that.
Right.
So for these guys, I mean, football is their life. There's not a whole lot of other things and distractions pulling them in a lot of other places. So I think the combination of those things has helped really make Green Bay the pinnacle of quarterback play.
Okay, we've only got about a minute left. Tell us, you had an opportunity to talk with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers and Bart Starr. I mean, what did they share about their Packers experience? And you also just think about just this incredible legacy.
Yeah, again, I think that's kind of it first and foremost, is all three guys kind of elaborated the same point, that maybe the one connection to leading to the success is that they weren't pulled in a lot of different directions. They didn't have a lot of temptations and distractions. They got out of bed each morning, and they focused on their job until pretty much they went back to bed at night. You know, Alyssa, they all had great teammates and talent and coaching around them, but I think really the one overriding connection that they all had was their life was football. It was film study. It was practice. It was more film study. It was getting ready for Sunday. They're all extremely talented guys, and you can list them, I guess, in any order you want. All three have been remarkably successful and talented. But I think the one overall riding thing is they all just devoted so much time in their lives to football. And that might not always happen in New York or some of these other places, maybe Alyssa, you know, where there's some other potential distractions pulling at people.
The author of Leaders of the Pack, Rob Reichel, has been with us tonight at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. I highly encourage you. The holidays are just around the corner. This is a great gift, a great book. Go out and get a copy. And what's really cool, too, I was sharing with you off-air, Rob, I'm a big Dallas Cowboy fan, and you examine other teams' dynamic trios with the Cowboys, you know, Staubach, Aikman, and Romo. So there's some good stuff in there, great nuggets, and congratulations on the book. Thank you so much, Rob. What an honor.
All right. Well, thank you so much for the time.
You bet. Much more straight ahead tonight right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. You stay close.